Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm a watcher. I see it, watcher. It's in your afterlife. This is the age of art. It's another day.
An Allman Brother. A MacArthur genius, and the singer named Adele. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, more of our favorite live performances from the past year, including a visit from Greg Allman, the award-winning pianist Jason Moran teaming up with sax player Charles Lloyd, and the British soul singer Adele. Let's start with this New York-based musician and composer, Sufjan Stevens. He visited us on a very hot July day, just a couple of weeks before he played songs from his album, The Age of Odds, in Brooklyn's Prospect Park. Here in our Manhattan studio, Sufjan and his band played this piece, called Pleasure Principle.
I never meant to cause you pain. My burden is the weight of a feather. I never meant to lead you on. I only meant to please me, however. And then you tell me, boy, we can do much more. Boy, we can do much more. Boy, we can do much more together. Boy, we can do much more together. I'm nothing but a selfish man. I'm nothing but a privileged peddler. Did you think I'd stay the night? And did you think I'd love you forever? And then you tell me, boy, we can do much more. Boy, we can do much more. Boy, we can do much more together. Boy, we can do much more. Together, I gotta tell you, girl, I want nothing less. Girl, I want nothing less. Girl, I want nothing less than pleasure. Girl, I want nothing less than pleasure. And then you tell me, boy, we made such a mess. Boy, we made such a mess. Boy, we made such a mess together. Boy, we made such a mess together. Boy, we made such a mess together. Boy, we made such a mess together.
That's indie rock singer and songwriter Sufjan Stevens with Pleasure Principle. There's a lot more where that came from. I mean, this is just an excerpt from what is originally a 25-minute-long movement called Impossible Soul. You can actually watch a video of this session with Sufjan Stevens and friends on our webpage at WNYC.org and see many other videos from this Best Live Performance series. Greg Allman co-founded the Allman Brothers Band back in 1969, and over 40 years later, he's still going, although he underwent surgery 7 months before visiting us for a liver transplant. I don't think that's the reason that this version of Melissa is a little slower than the one you might have heard on classic rock radio over the years. This has more to do with the feel of his album, his solo record called Low Country Blues. Here's Greg Allman and his band with Melissa.
Mm-hmm. back home, you'll always run to sweet Melissa.
That's Melissa, a classic rock fave from the Allman Brothers Band, but played live on soundcheck by Greg Allman and his own band. We're revisiting some of our favorite live music here in the soundcheck studio from the past year, And just a day before Greg Allman joined us, we had Charles Lloyd and Jason Moran in the studio. Charles Lloyd is a jazz sax player and composer whose career stretches back to the 60s. Jason Moran, considerably younger pianist, had just won a MacArthur Grant, the so-called Genius Award, before joining Charles Lloyd and us in the Soundcheck studio. They performed a song, a version of the classic gospel song, Go Down Moses. Thank you. Go Down Moses, a great old spiritual in a live performance on Soundcheck by sax player Charles Lloyd and pianist Jason Moran. We're revisiting some of our favorite musical moments on the show from the past year. Up next, Adele. She released 2011's biggest selling album, but before she did, she came on Soundcheck to play her greatest hit, and we'll hear that performance and much more coming up. You're listening to Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're looking back at some of the best live performances we heard in our studio this year. And the English soul and pop artist Adele was certainly part of that. She released an album called 21, which was the most successful record of 2011, sold more than 5 million copies. And just a few weeks before the album's release, she stopped by our Soundcheck studio to give us a stripped-down version of the song of the year, Rolling in the Deep.
Fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There is a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had. Make a home down there as a mine sure won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling every open door, count your blessings. If I'm what you look for, turn my sorrow into treasured gold. You pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow. We could have had it all. Oh, oh, we could have had it all. Yes. It all.
That's Adele with a live performance of Rolling in the Deep, her best-selling song from her best-selling album, 21, the most successful record of 2011, and Adele performed that live on Soundcheck. It was her second visit on the program, and as usual, a real treat to speak with her, or more to the point, to hear her speak. Very candid, very funny, and one of those people who just has no editor. What she's thinking is what comes out of her mouth. Looking forward to having her back on the show at some point, but right now we're looking back at some of our favorite live music of the past year. The Jayhawks joined us downstairs in the Green Space this past September. The band was formed in Minneapolis in the late 80s, became one of the major alt-country groups of the 90s, and then reformed recently with their original songwriting duo of Gary Louris and Mark Olson. And in the Green Space, they played this song from their recent album, Mockingbird Time. The tune's called She Walks in So Many Ways.
Turns myself.
She Walks in So Many Ways, the name of that song from the Jayhawks. And they performed it on stage for us at the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue, this past September. Another of the more memorable musical moments that we've had in the Soundcheck studio over the past year. Just before Christmas, we got a little Christmas present from R&B singer Anthony Hamilton. He was probably in a good mood because his album, Back to Love, made many best of the year lists, and he also recorded with Jill Scott on her single So In Love, which topped the Billboard R&B charts for 18 weeks. He and his band, a big one from Charlotte, North Carolina, trooped into our studio to raise the roof with this song called Sucker For You.
Taking a chance, a hell of a chance, 'cause I want you. Honey, your name, oh, you look sweet. What kind of things you like? Do you like to dance or wine and cheese? Well, I'm just your type. I see it and I want it. Let me into your land. Tonight is the night. Let's get it right. 'Cause I want you. Ooh, oh. We can be. Yeah. And I can show my heart to it. I want it naturally.
That is Anthony Hamilton and Sucker For You, which comes from his hit record Back to Love, live performance just before the Christmas break on Soundcheck. And we're looking back this week at the best live performances in our studio from the past year. Still to come, an irreverent take on West Side Story and a young, classically trained composer going indie. This is Soundcheck.
your soul all the way.
Yes, I know it. I can't help it.
Oh, Brunhilde, be my love.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. One thing we learned during our recent series, Animating Music, about cartoon scores and soundtracks, was that many of us received our earliest classical music education from Looney Tunes. From things like this send-up of Wagner in a Bugs Bunny short called What's Opera, Doc? The musical comedy duo Ingudisman and Jew also have a lot of fun slaying sacred cows in classical music, especially in their live sets. Here is their mashup of Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story and a certain animated sitcom. Take a listen.
Maria, 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 Maria. I just met a girl named
Sense.
I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. I want to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything's free in America.
I want to be in the Simpsons.
It's not just any night. Tonight will be no morning star.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something's good. If I can wait.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bold.
Ow, ow, ow. Ow, ow, ow. Ow, ow, ow.
I want to be in Maria.
Ingudisman and Jew, that's violinist Alexei Ingudisman and pianist Hyun-Ki Jew. Their act together is called A Little Nightmare Music, and they call that little confection, I Want to Be in The Simpsons. They recorded that live on Soundcheck this past March, and we are revisiting some favorite live performances here in the Soundcheck studio. Gabriel Kahane is a singer-songwriter, the son of the great classical pianist and conductor Jeffrey Kahane, and Gabriel, like his dad, has a strong classical music background, but he is also equally at home on the thriving indie rock scene in Brooklyn, New York. And this song is the title track from his collection called Where Are the Arms?
So come on, boy. Hasn't it been long enough? And all you ever think of is where are the arms that aren't your love? Come on, girl, in the window that you now look through, you see him gray and curled in blue. Where are the arms that are come on, heart. Dress yourself in cartoon clothes, color cut and fresh cut rose. Where are the arms that aren't your love? Where are the arms that aren't your love? Where are the arms? Pick up the floor, your broken toy. And where are the arms that aren't your love? And where are the arms that aren't your love?
Singer, songwriter, pianist, and occasionally guitarist Gabriel Kahane, live on Soundcheck this past September with the title track from his 2011 release called Where Are the Arms? The Kronos Quartet have been regular visitors to concert halls around the country and around the world, and occasionally to our Soundcheck studio. This past September, they stopped by to present for us a couple of pieces that they had put together on a special program marking the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And one of those pieces was an arrangement of a beautiful, very thoughtful piece from Sweden called Tusen Tankar, A Thousand Thoughts. Here's the Kronos Quartet. Thank you. That's the Kronos Quartet, and a beautiful piece from Sweden called Tusen Tankar, A Thousand Thoughts. Colin Stetson is a sax player who produces almost as much music as the four musicians of the Kronos Quartet, even though he does it all live, without any pre-recorded stuff, without any looping or delaying. This is one man, one saxophone, no tricks, and no pause for breathing either. Using the technique known as circular breathing, he played this piece called Judges.
Thank you.
That is sax player Colin Stetson and a solo piece called Judges, which you kind of had to see to believe, and in fact you can see it. The video is on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. And that'll do it for today's show and for this series revisiting some of our favorite live music from the past year. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, thanks to our engineers Paul Schneider, Edward Haber, and George Wellington. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.